Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show. Ha! Radio to open the heart, heal the soul, awaken the consciousness, and clear our throats from all of the pollen in the air. Yeah.
Nasty out there. It's sticky.
It is.
Sticky really pollen. Go away. Yeah. But it's a sign of good spring and summer.
Oh, I know. It's foggy this morning, and I always call fog the breath of the dragon. I don't know. You know, it's probably from watching too much TV or something.
Dragon's got a lot of nasty breath out there, then. Can't see worth anything.
You know, like when they're sleeping and they go, you know, and
that's hot.
It just comes out. Never
hot
mind.
Breath,
it,
all it's, hot it's, breath.
Yeah, hot breath. Hot breath. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful week, a wonderful day. I cannot believe we're halfway through May. Wow. And we've got a lot going on, don't we? I hope this month is better for many of you than what we've had. I'll get to the astrology check-in in just a moment. And you're going to be so glad you tuned in today because I have a wonderful guest. And I was telling her before I got on the air that it's always synchronistic. It's always providential when I have people on my show because I myself have been looking for better health. You know, we've got a lot of Taurus energy this year that's making us all take care of our health and our bodies. And of course, we've got Capricorn out there. This is a powerful year. 5 planets in Capricorn this year, and by January of 2020, 6 planets in Capricorn. And so just a little tidbit before I get into the report. If you're a Capricorn, you've got Capricorn moon, you've got a strong influence of Capricorn, this is a big year of get it done and change your life. Absolutely.
All right.
My
good to
fellow
know. Good
Capricornian
to hear. I'm on
over
it.
There, Mr. Benny Capricorn. Yes.
I'm on it.
You know, instead of the great panini in the mouth, we could just be the Capricorns. What about that?
Maybe not.
No, it's too.
I like
too,
the great panini in the mouth.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
it covers more ground.
It's a lot more ground.
Yeah, it covers a lot more ground. Anyway, I am Loretta Brown. I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, located right here in the greater Seattle area. We've been around 23 years. Lots of good stuff coming up. You can check everything out at ReikiOasis.com. You can schedule everything at schedule.ReikiOasis.com. Thank you, Indigo Hawk, my webmaster. And Temple of the Divine Feminine is this coming Saturday, May 18th. This is my monthly class for the women, and we are having such a wonderful time in there. We're talking about ancient esoteric mysteries. We're talking about essential oils, healing techniques, what does it mean to be a woman in today's busy world, and kind of how to live love in a sometimes unloving world. And of course, that always begins with self-love. So come on out, Temple, Saturday, May 18th, 12:30 to 4:30. It is a 4-hour class on a Saturday afternoon. It is well worth your time. This Sunday, May 19th, I have a crystal bowl healing concert at 7:30 p.m. in Kirkland, Bali Yoga in Kirkland, Sunday, May 19th. You get your tickets through Bali Yoga, and don't be afraid to just show up. A lot of people last month were telling me they had trouble getting tickets. Oh, don't stay away. I will get you in. You just come to the yoga studio, and you say, Loretta said it was okay. And then if I have to, I'll come out and I'll bring you in. But it's friendly. It's fun. It's lovely. The crystal beings of light are always with us. Bring your crystals for clearing and charging. And, of course, yourself and your chakras. And we'll get you all fixed up, I hope, as we're getting ready to go into the season of Gemini. So thank you to all my Patreons. Thank you so much. I do have a Reiki 1 class coming up Saturday, June 1st. And once again, if you go to schedule.reikioasis.com, you can pretty much see whatever workshops are coming up. And then I've got a few radio interviews. I'm on the Empowered Human. And, you know, you just keep checking it out. Connect with me. Get on my newsletter. You'll find out all about that. So without further ado, I don't know who Adru was, but Adru is his brother. Thank you. on May 15th, and what is today, Benny, the 16th?
I think, yes.
Yeah. So yesterday, Venus entered Taurus, and joined Uranus in that sign. Now, let me put it into English. Venus, this meeting of Venus with her mythological father, Uranus, for the first time in 80 years, is of great significance because it is the reconciliation of Venus with her identity. And as I mentioned before, I think it was last week, in Greek mythology, Venus did not know her father. So this meeting of the daughter with the father is a big event. It's got powerful energies around the heart. Venus is what you hold dear to your heart, what matters most to you. And during this time, you will understand the reason why you value what you value. I know that sometimes, like even with my clients, they'll go, Loretta, I really, really care about this thing. And that person over there just doesn't seem to care. Or I have this burning desire in my heart to make a positive change on the planet. And what's with those people over there? They don't want it, or they believe the other thing. And so we're going to be taking a look at these things dear to our heart. On May 16th, which is today, Mars is entering Cancer. Mars, the planet of action, and Cancer is the sign of privacy and security. Cancer is our comfort zone, as well as our close family and cultural upbringing. Cancer is a cardinal sign, and cardinal signs love to take action. So what kind of action? Because any action that is concerned with preserving its identity, its family, and its culture is the action that we're going to be taking. The coming 6 weeks, by the way, are a good time to draw stronger boundaries and fight for what is important to you. And we do see that going on in the news. And, of course, we all have our opinion about that. On May 18th, which is Saturday, we have a big event. We have a full moon at 27 degrees Scorpio. On the same day, Venus is conjunct Uranus at 3 degrees Taurus. So we've got the daughter and the father together in the sign of Taurus. And Taurus is a very grounded sign. The sun is also conjunct the fixed star Algol, the head of Medusa. Now, Algol is a very powerful fixed star. And when she activates a personal planet, we can feel as invincible as Medusa's head. According to the myth, the blood from Medusa's left side was poisonous. Ooh, and the blood from the right side was used to heal. Very powerful. So the full moon in Scorpio opposite Algol is a reminder that power comes with responsibility. You can use your power to poison or to heal. And boy, doesn't that happen when things come out of our throat, like when we talk. The Scorpio full moon is considered one of the most powerful for releasing, cleansing, and transforming your life. Scorpio rules over death, rebirth, and spiritual transformation. And under the light of the seasonal blue moon, which is the fourth full moon following the equinox, we're being asked to think about where can we peel back the layers to reveal more of our true, authentic self. With the help of Venus, with Uranus and Taurus, we can live up to the truth of who we really are. And I suggest you make the time to retreat within, to the stillness of your inhale and your exhale, where releasing happens. There, peel back the layers. Go deep inside to figure out what is holding you back. What's causing your pain, my listeners? Allow yourself to let it all go. Ride the currents of the energy I'm sending out to you right now. What does it look like when you are living up to the fullest of your potential? What does it look like when you start living from a space of true authenticity? Who do you become? Scorpio energy is not concerned with what you do, but rather how you do what you do. Your soul came into this life with a plan, but your soul didn't map out what job it was going to take, what boyfriend it was going to date. Your soul is beyond these things. Your soul came to learn, to experience, to feel, to teach, But most importantly, your soul came for some kind of a grand adventure. Whoo, it's up to you to figure out what adventure you wish to take your soul on. And it's time to take your soul and you on the ride of your life. Your soul actually knows that no matter the path, the choices, the actions, or the decisions you make, no matter what comes into your life, it's only what you make of it that matters. There really are no wrong paths. There might be painful ones. There might be good ones. But every experience, both good, bad, big, or small, is always nudging you back onto your path and back into alignment with divine and all that is. So in this world, there's really no wrong turns. There's just choices. And I always tell my clients, you know, if you find yourself off to the side, figure out how to get back into the middle. Come on back. There's always a chance for that. And then, of course, next Tuesday, we enter the season of Gemini. So I can think of no better way to introduce my guest today, Rena Greenberg, as Rena has helped hundreds of thousands of people let go of what is blocking them and has helped them move on into their heart's desire. She's kind of like a full moon in Scorpio, only maybe it's in Capricorn, Rena. Rena Greenberg is the CEO of Wellness Seminars, Inc. and founder of Rena's Organic, a medical-grade, high-potency CBD line. And she's author of several books to include our subject today, Easy Sugar Breakup. Even though her book focuses on sugar and carb addiction, Rena's book offers a method for breaking free from any unhealthy addiction, whether it be food, alcohol, or substances. Wow, that fits right in with our astrology alignment. It's a great time for all of you to get on board with this. So since 1990, Rena's program has been reviewed and sponsored in over 75 hospitals, over 100 major corporations, including Walt Disney World, Home Depot, and AT&T. She has conducted weight control and smoking cessation seminars for literally over hundreds of thousands of people. And her weight loss program has been featured in over 165 TV, newspaper, magazine stories, including on Fox TV, CNN, Good Morning America, Nightline, The Doctor Show, USA Today, Women's World Magazine, and now, she's on the original Loretta Brown Show.
Yeah, add it to the list.
Yes, with Benny Mathers. Rena, thank you so much for coming and being on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Loretta. It's great to be here with you today.
Yes, it is. It is. It's great to have you here. I can feel it. Can you, for my listeners who are not familiar with you, and this is a big, bold question, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and you know, what is your superpower? How did you get into what you're doing?
Of course. Thank you so much for asking. Well, like so many people, you know, I came to my path through my own, you know, my own journey and my own challenges. So when I was in my pretty early 20s, I was living in New York City, having a very, very fast-paced, fun, exciting adventure. And all of a sudden, after a few years, without any warning, I just lost all my energy. It was like the rug being completely pulled out from under me. And I had been traveling. I had worked in fashion and entertainment and really didn't see it coming at all. So I, of course, started going, you know, from doctor to doctor, the usual route. And actually, it was determined after about a year of this, just kind of by accident, I walked into the emergency room at Brooklyn Methodist Hospital, and I was told, I thought for sure they would dismiss me because for a year, no one was able to find anything. But it turned out that my heart rate was down in at about 30 beats per minute.
Oh, goodness.
Irregular. Yeah. And I had no idea. So they ended up admitting me. And I ended up being in the cardiac care unit at Brooklyn Methodist Hospital for 3 weeks. The chief of cardiology during that time, he told me that I had the heart of an 80-year-old. And I actually had a heart attack in the hospital. So they put a pacemaker in my heart. And after 3 weeks, I left. and I was determined. I mean, I had the pacemaker now, so now I was still alive, and my heart was beating at a normal rate, but I still didn't feel well. And that's when I feel like my real journey began to find true health. And I realized at the time that true health is mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health. And I started on that journey. I learned a lot about nutrition and herbs. But at the time, the area of health that really fascinated me the most was learning about the power of the mind. And that started really just by me going to see a biofeedback therapist, not even knowing what biofeedback was. But again, through that, that sort of opened the door. And I began to study hypnotherapy and neurolinguistic programming and programming and all kinds of healing. And a short time after that, after my own body healed and my energy was back, and I wanted to share everything I had learned with other people. And I decided to really focus at the time on addiction, smoking cessation, and weight control, because even though the doctors insisted that my habits, they didn't call them addictions, you know, habits had nothing to really to do with my what happened with my heart, intuitively, I just felt like there must be a connection. And so I wanted to help people really get to the source of why they might get sick, whether that's mental, physical, emotional illness. And I started a program, as you said, in hospitals, one hospital after the other. And it was amazing. They were receptive, but they were. And it was hypnotherapy with behavior modification to help people stop smoking and lose weight. And that was the beginning of my journey.
Well, that's that is a powerful story. I'm going to go back and pick out a few things from what you said. So you were in your 20s when you had this pacemaker put in. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was. By the time I had the pacemaker put in, I had just turned 26. And literally, had I not gone to the hospital, I don't think I would have lived, because I ended up having a heart attack right after I was admitted.
My goodness. Were you in terrible shape, or, you know, were you eating bad foods? No. Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yes.
A year prior, I had started to not feel well. So I started to try to, you know, clean up my habits. But, you know, I don't know if I was that different from anyone else, you know, at that time in New York City, you know, my peers. But that's often, you know, now working with people with habits and addictions, a lot of times that's not really the best compass of what seems to be normal, in quotes, you know, because some of our bodies are really sensitive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't really tolerate whatever. I mean, at the time, I just thought, oh, I was going to the happy hours in New York and just, you know, ate whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And I never really thought, you know, what is the impact on my body? You know, I didn't realize it. And then even exercise, I had started to exercise at the time, but it was in a very sort of compulsive way. And, you know, prior to getting sick, and I realized, you know, I really had been pushing myself a lot. And I realized that was not a loving, healthy way to treat my body, and all those things had to change. And that was, you know, when I developed my program, that was kind of what steered me towards being so fascinated by hypnosis and biofeedback therapy, because it really taught me to connect with my body and really feel what's going on here instead of just pushing it and, you know, being so completely out of touch with the effect the foods I was eating and how it was actually affecting my body.
I absolutely love what you're saying. This, you know, one of the things that I've been dealing with a lot lately, and why I mentioned how synchronistic and lovely it is you're on today, not only because we're at this point in our conscious awareness, or the skies, the stars are all supporting us to do something different, you know, to come and take a look at ourselves deep inside ourselves. And there's this personal connection, like you say, not all bodies are the same, and a lot of people are disconnected from their bodies. I think we're a very fast-paced society, at least here in Seattle. There's a lot of technology, and people are super busy. I have so many people that come to me, and they'll say, Loretta, there's all these diets out there. Which one should I follow? Yeah. And can you talk?
That is,
yeah.
Thank you for asking. I mean, it's just such a great question. And boy, having done weight loss now for so many years, I mean, it just breaks my heart to see how people are struggling, mm-hmm. going from one diet to the next. When I really see from a bigger perspective that the whole dieting mentality is the problem. It's not so much, I mean, depending on your body type, really, you know, a lot of different diets could work for any individual. The important thing that my program really helps people with is figuring out which eating plan is the best plan for you. But the most important thing, regardless whether it turns out to be vegan, raw, paleo, keto, or any other plan, the important thing is that you never feel like you're on a diet, that you can actually incorporate this healthy eating into your lifestyle and it just becomes the new normal. And eating the old way, processed foods, junk foods, which no matter what diet you're on, I mean, I think that's the one thing everyone can agree on is that the processed food, it's the junk, it's the sugar or the sugar substitute. These are the culprits for all of us. But the problem is, as long as we're associating these foods with pleasure, with being social, with being happy, with comforting ourselves, with love, we're always going to want to go back to those foods. So no matter what diet, you know, in quotes, we stick with, we're going to be looking, I mean, the minute you go on the diet, psychologically, subconsciously, you're just waiting to go off it. So with my book,
It is.
So the idea, what I really do is kind of coach people through the book to guide them to figure out, okay, what is the best eating plan for me? What does my body need at this particular time in my life?
I have suffered from that also, and also like deal with people. But yeah, this idea that we're dieting, I think just raises our resistance and, you know, who wants to be on a diet? And then what happens is you go out and about and you eat something that isn't on your quote unquote diet, and then you're beating yourself up on the inside, you know, which.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And not only that, you say, oh, I've already blown it. I might as well just, you know, it's so funny. I always say, you know, if you were carrying a tray of glasses in one cell, would you throw the whole tray down, you know? But when it seems when it comes to food, it's like, oh, I already had one cookie. I might as well eat the whole box, you know?
Really, exactly.
You don't stop to think, how is that? Is this loving myself? Is this respecting myself? I made a mistake. Can I forgive myself? Can I move on? Or even celebrate that I enjoyed the one cookie, but now, you know, I don't have to hurt myself, you know, continuously for no reason.
Well, and that brings up a couple of questions in my mind. Number one, you know, in your book, it's one of the things I like about it is that you give us some guidelines about eating, but there's a quote in there, and I'm sorry I don't have it quoted this morning for you, but somebody's talking about how they lost this weight and they ate everything they wanted, right? How do you help people figure out what is uniquely for them to eat and not eat?
Yeah, that is one of my favorite things about the work I do is hearing from so many people that they actually enjoy food more now than they used to when they were eating all kinds of, you know, processed food and junk food that at the time they thought they really loved those foods. Well, here's the good news, Loretta. We can actually change the way we think about food subconsciously. Mm-hmm. So we can actually begin to prefer those foods that nourish us, that sustain us, that bring us life and health and true sustainable energy, and be turned off to those foods that are harmful to us and that just simply cause our blood sugar to spike up and down. So yes, we might get a burst of energy when we eat something like a piece of candy, but usually a few hours later, we're either going to feel really tired or just wanting more. So that addictive gene sort of kicks in. And the good news is what happens is that, you know, we actually have these receptor cells in the brain that fire up when we have sugar, almost the same as if we, you know, did cocaine or any kind of a drug. Mm. And I'm so happy now that more and more of the research is showing this, because when I, you know, made these changes quite a while ago, you know, none of this research was really out there. So what happens is these receptor cells light up, and when we act on it and eat these sugary foods, or whether it's carbs, you know, bread, pasta, it doesn't have to be, you know, cookies or candy, what happens is that then we actually increase those receptor cells. We want more, more, more. But the good news is when we stop eating those foods, when we really cut down significantly and start listening to what the body needs, those cells sort of die off. And we don't have the cravings anymore. And honestly, I never, ever thought, if you would have asked me 20 years ago, could I ever prefer a salad to a slice of pizza? I would have thought that's impossible. And now, honestly, because when I think of a pizza, you know, I have a memory of a good taste, but I also remember that, like, it's what you do. Your question was great, because actually it's changing the mental movie in the mind, which is what hypnosis and self-hypnosis is. And so for me now, the mental movie that runs when I think of pizza is feeling kind of gross, feeling sick, feeling heavy, and not wanting it. And that is freedom. It's a blessing.
Well, and you're saying some very powerful things there. Like with hypnosis, you change that mental movie, or you change that underlying belief somehow. It's a question, actually. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people hear I do hypnosis, and you know, they think, "Oh my God!" You know, people think it's so kind of mysterious, but actually, what we're doing in hypnosis to change the way we think about food subconsciously is something that we do automatically in other areas of our life where we're successful. So that's why I was so happy with the name of the book, Easy Sugar Breakup, because, you know, if you think about it, think about an ex-boyfriend. I don't know if you've ever had this situation. I remember in high school, you know, I'd have a crush on a boy, and I wouldn't, my gosh, I could hardly go an hour without thinking about this person, right? And just thinking, oh my gosh, you know, how important they are in my life. And then, you know, and I think many of us have had the experience, and then you fast forward in time, and the person really doesn't mean anything to you anymore. And you kind of look back and think, okay, yeah, they were cute, but, you know, my whole life didn't have to stop for that person. And, and we can do the same thing in other areas of our life where we're not so much just guided by a moment's pleasure, but instead the desires, the things that we crave are more based on fulfillment, a lifetime of fulfillment, sustainability, nourishment, and really those things that give us the most satisfaction, love, happiness. And when we really start to go deep inside and connect with the body, it's not food. I mean, we want to enjoy every bite, but food is not going to give us that sustainable fulfillment. And if anything, it's going to make our pain or suffering worse when we're comforting ourselves with those wrong foods.
Yeah, that word fulfillment, that's a wonderful word. And yeah, I do think we're trying for fulfillment. Anyway, we're going to take a station break. And this, of course, is Loretta Brown. My wonderful guest today is Rena Greenberg. And she is the CEO of Wellness Seminars, Rena's Organic. And we're talking about her new book, Easy Sugar Breakup, because breaking up is so very easy to do, right? Anyway, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to answer your question.
Did you know that Reiki healing can be done at a distance? It's true. So let Reiki Oasis focus powerful energy to help relieve your stress, grief, sadness, anger, and so much more. Convenient, personalized treatments at a distance can increase lightness of being. During your appointment, find a quiet place to lie down or sit to receive healing energies. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast, another time slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Woohoo! Thank you, Benny. You are just awesome.
Oh, you gave me the tip going to the break. So.
Yeah.
I forgot all about this one. That was a great one.
Excuse me.
Got y'all choked up about it.
Yeah, you got me choked up. And I love that song. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Of course.
And this is Loretta Brown. Of course, breaking up is hard to do, but in this case, with Rena Greenberg's book, Easy Sugar Breakup, it's easy. It's easy. Rena, what makes it so easy?
The power of the mind.
Ooh.
When we tap into the power of the subconscious mind, when we tap into the power of the heart and the spirit and connect to the deeper wisdom of the body and the mind, we're unstoppable. It's unbelievable how we can transform our lives. We just need to give ourselves permission to do it. And so my book outlines step by step how do we break free from those limiting beliefs and those habits and the routines and the patterns and the thought systems that are just holding us back, and stepping into that greater power inside that says, I deserve to look and feel my best. I want to look in the mirror and love what I see looking back at me. I want to put on those clothes and feel great in my body and love the way I look and feel. And the best part is never, ever diet again. Throw that four-letter word out of the vocabulary and just eat the foods that you love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really the key. But the key is changing your subconscious taste towards food so that you love and you prefer those foods that are best for you. And that was my experience. Mm-hmm. When I, you know, became healthy back in my late 20s. And this is something that I've worked with thousands, I mean, actually over 100,000 people. I'm amazed. And it's so exciting to see that it's completely reproducible. In fact, last month, one of my clients was on the cover of Women's World magazine. She had lost 142 pounds with my program, and she has kept it off for over a decade, just following my system. And it's wonderful, and it's easy for her because she's made that shift in her mind.
I have a couple of questions for you. Can anybody be hypnotized? And I'll just start with there. And what is it like in a hypnosis session? The reason I'm asking that is because so many people have this idea of cluck like a chicken, that sort of I'm going to say it's a bad idea of what hypnosis is really all about. Yeah.
It is. You know, there's so many misconceptions about hypnosis, and so I really love to demystify it. For me, the type of hypnosis I do is all about empowerment, self-empowerment. So it's not to give your power away to the hypnotist, and sometimes that's what people are afraid of. And I can't blame them. It's what people have seen on TV or in the movies. But the good news is, Loretta, the truth is you're always in complete control in hypnosis. I've had people say to me, I'm afraid I'm going to lose control. I'm going to reveal secrets. I don't want to do anything, that I'm not comfortable with. And the important thing to realize is you are always in complete control. In fact, with my hypnosis program, I truly believe that you're actually receiving greater control over your life because you're finally accepting and receiving suggestions that are leading you towards your greater good, towards what you really want, as opposed to all the suggestions we're constantly bombarded with, within society.
Yeah.
So we're hypnotized all the time, and this is what I try to really show people, help people to see. I mean, in this case, we're talking about sugar and food, but it could be really any industry. It could be politics, the media, but we're hypnotized by the food industry, by the advertising industry. And so what I'm doing is helping people to really connect to their own inner voice, the voice of the heart and soul that can guide them towards what's really true. So just because we were taught as kids, perhaps finish everything on the plate, there's people, kids are starving on the other side of the world.
So now automatically, you know, out of guilt, we're in that habit of just cleaning the plate. And so really we were sort of hypnotized. When I use the word hypnosis, what does it mean? I mean, we were given that suggestion at a time when we were young, very impressionable, and that suggestion went deep into our psyche, and now we act on it every day, cleaning the plate. Or we were upset. We were told to have some cookies and milk. You'll feel better. Mm-hmm. And we learned to reward ourselves with food. So hypnosis is a very powerful state. It's a state of deep relaxation and focused concentration. And in this state, the subconscious mind is more available for suggestions. And the suggestions I give people are to help them to prefer healthier foods, eat smaller portions, be able to push that plate of food away, even if there's still food on it, because the body's not a trash can. Mm. And, of course, to increase activity and to have a new inner deep self of self-confidence that bubbles up from deep within. And these are the suggestions. And honestly, I work with people all over the world, over the phone, Skype. Some come to Florida, but majority I work with over the phone or Skype. And people are having amazing results.
You said so much in that. I was thinking about when you were talking that, you know, I was raised by Depression era parents. And one of the things that, excuse me, these allergies, one of the things they used to say was, clean your plate, right?
Yes.
Clean your plate and eat what is put in front of you. Like,
yes.
Yes. There you go, right? Be grateful for it, right? And
right.
I remember several years ago, and I know many of my clients voice these sorts of things, to where if I don't clean my plate, if I'm out and about and I'm like, wow, I'm full now, but there's like half of a plate to go, I feel guilty, or I'm like, I can't throw anything out, right? I've ran into those things too. And, you know, this idea that we have these voices in our head that we have been imprinted or programmed or conditioned, I think this is so powerful. You, in your book, you have a couple of chapters that I just really, I mean, it's all good, don't get me wrong, but in chapter 4, what voice are you listening to? I think you just really hit it on the head there, because you talk about the difference between the voice of fear and the voice of love. And you're alluding to that. You're hitting all around that. Can you talk about that a little bit more? And I think it ties in with, you know, people's idea of emotional eating. A lot of people will come to me and they say, oh, I'm an emotional eater. And they know they're an emotional eater, but your program is actually going to help them go into that deeper. And I'm really getting, and I'm sorry, I'm asking you questions and then answering them, but I'm really getting this idea that your work is, you know, if we talk about behavior modification, but you're going deeper inside them. You're going in through the people's hearts or their ideas about themselves, and that this program is not just about breaking up with sugar or losing weight. It's really about presenting yourself in a completely different way, isn't it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said earlier in my own journey, but I think it's true for so many of us, often it's what we struggle with the most that ultimately can lead us to the greatest transformation in our lives. So, you know, if you're struggling right now with your weight, with your health and these issues, you know, having that habit of emotional eating and feeling like I'll never be able to get out of it. And so you mentioned the voice of fear. That's that voice that convinces us that we're weak. You know, that we should feel despair. That says, oh, you'll never change. This is just the way you are. You know, your mother was like this. Now you're like this. You're hopeless. And it's so important to realize that deeper beyond that, there is a voice of love that can help us to transform. And that this issue in our lives right now, whatever it is that we're facing, this source of pain really is a doorway that we can walk through. It actually can be a gift, because it's what brings us to our knees, to a point of surrender, because we think, I've tried everything. I've tried every diet. Maybe I've even had surgery. I mean, and I still am struggling. And when we get to that point of absolute surrender, there's nowhere to go but within. And that's the point. That's why I'm definitely not anyone's first stop, you know, hypnosis. You know, a lot of people think they would never do that. But when they finally come, you know, after having been through so much, and to come to see that everything they've been through has led all of us to this moment here and now, ready to begin again. And we really do have a deeper place inside ourselves. I had a gentleman, Daryl, who lost 123 pounds with my program. And I was asking him about, you know, what was the thing that really worked? And again, there was, I think, quite a few components, but it was interesting. He looked at me, he said, when you said to me, the past does not equal the future, that was like a switch being flipped in my brain. Mm. I realized I had a chance to create a new beginning.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Just because you wake up today and you look in the mirror and that's how you are right now, that's just a result of the past. And in this moment, you can actually change that as you move forward.
Right. So with the self-hypnosis, you know, when you ask, how does it work? Well, basically what I'm doing is helping people to create a new pathway in the subconscious part of the mind. We really can't erase the old pathways. You know, like you were saying, you know, be grateful for the food that's in front of you, eat what's in front of you, finish everything on the plate. We can't necessarily erase them. Just the way if I said to you now, don't think of a pink elephant, what do you think of, right?
Pink elephant,
so,
yeah.
Right, we can't erase ourselves, but what we can do is we can replace them. We can sort of write over the script, and that's what happens. We can actually write over the script. So I have a memory of when I used to, you know, need to eat pizza every day, or when I was eating ice cream a couple of times a day, which literally I was. But now it's been so long, it's like that memory again of like that ex-boyfriend where you remember how you felt, but you don't feel the same way anymore. You're actually free. And I feel, to me, when people come to me in the book, Easy Sugar Breakup, of course people want to lose weight. Of course people want to break free from addiction. But my goal is to help people actually achieve freedom.
Yeah,
and the weight loss then becomes the side benefit. But we don't want to be white knuckling frantically, you know, trying to lose that weight, because as we said earlier, the minute you're on the diet, you're just waiting for that pendulum to swing in the other direction. It's going to happen. So instead, we are walking towards freedom.
Freedom. Yeah, that's very well said. I want to ask you a couple of questions about your programs, because you have several different programs for weight loss, but you also have what's called the gastric bypass hypnosis.
Yeah.
That title alone is like, wow, who is that program for? And if someone goes and they want to do one of your programs, how do they figure out which one is for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Really kind of boils down to keep it simple, my weight loss program and my gastric bypass hypnosis program. And people do say which one is best. That if you would never consider having actual gastric bypass surgery in real life, any kind, whether it's the band, the sleeve, anything, if you would never consider it, then I would say the program is not for you, because the subconscious part of the mind can't really be tricked. It really accepts and receives the suggestions that are realistic to it. So that's why it's so important, you know, to really understand kind of what's realistic for yourself. If I said to someone, okay, now you're just going to go out and climb Mount Everest, you know, in hypnosis, they're not going to necessarily accept that suggestion, because it may not be anything they would ever really do. But the idea that you're going to start taking more steps during the day and walking more, for most people, that would be realistic. So it's the same with the gastric bypass. If for anybody that would ever consider the surgery, it is such a wonderful alternative. I've had people lose over 100 pounds and keep it off. And the surgery, it's wonderful. It's just a virtual surgery through the power of the mind.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been wonderful. And then the weight loss hypnosis is really great for anyone who wouldn't consider the surgery, but still, you know, want to change the way they think about food subconsciously so they can lose weight without ever dieting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just letting the listeners know that, you know, even while we're on the air, I mean, they can check you out at easywillpower.com, right? Easywillpower.com. And they can already begin to be taking a look at those programs that you offer. I think it's just fantastic what you're doing. How much weight can someone lose in a month? I'll just let you answer that.
You know, I am not someone who is a big advocate of fast weight loss. I know nobody wants to hear that because everyone is in a hurry. But I always say you didn't gain the weight overnight. If you lose it overnight, you can do it. And so many people have been through that. You know, they lose 30 pounds in a month and then gain it back. My goal is steady weight loss and permanent weight loss. Having said that, I have had people lose 20, 30 pounds in a month. So mm-hmm. I have seen it, especially obviously if someone has more weight to lose, they certainly can lose more in the beginning. So I've seen that. I mean, I had one woman who lost 90 pounds in 6 months, and she went on and ended up losing 130 pounds total, which brought her to her goal weight. So I tell people a pound a week for realistic, slow and steady results that are going to be permanent. But certainly I've seen people exceed that. So what I want to avoid is people comparing themselves to others mm-hmm. and then, you know, mm-hmm. You know, feeling like it's not good enough. I think, you know, I've had people come to me and say, oh, I've only lost 10 pounds this month. And I say, that's fantastic. I mean, it's wonderful. So whatever the success, whether it's a pound, 10 pounds, 30 pounds, the key is to really send yourself that gratitude, the appreciation, and to allow yourself to feel the pride, the accomplishment, and to realize that every step you take, you're moving one step closer towards the goal.
Right. Yeah, I like that. You addressed a couple of things in there. Number one, it's not a competition, right? It's personal. And
exactly.
You also mentioned earlier in the show to kick that word diet out of your consciousness and realize this is actually a lifestyle change. This is changing your life, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, no effort is wasted, so to speak, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Exactly, and at the same time, for many people, it becomes effortless. Because think about it, once something's a habit, it's a routine, it really is effortless. And that's the key of the hypnosis and the self-hypnosis that I teach in the book. It's about reconditioning the mind.
Yeah. Now, you have, I'm just telling the people again, your book, my guest is Rena Greenberg. Her book is Easy Sugar Breakup. You need to just go get it. Honestly, it is a wonderful book. She takes you through the mental, physical, emotional, spiritual aspects. And you also have a sugar breakup diet in there that people can follow for a couple of weeks to get themselves going in the right direction. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even though we don't want to feel like we're on a diet, obviously we need some sort of guideline. And that's what I have. I actually have a couple chapters. I have a chapter on delicious, fabulous sugar-canceling recipes that really help a person to get off that processed food and to start to really enjoy the whole, clean, real food from the earth. And the best news is they're easy, they're quick. I know, like you said earlier, everyone's in a hurry these days. So it's how do we, you know, prepare or have access to those foods quickly and still really be respecting and loving our bodies and caring for ourselves. And then I do have a 2-week sugar breakup cleanse. And that is a wonderful way to just cleanse the body of all those toxins and so that we don't crave them anymore. We're really free of them.
Now, I want to talk about some of your products. The first thing is, can you talk about your Slender Cider? And then I definitely want to hear about your CBD products.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Slender Cider was the first product I created really about 9 years ago for myself. At first, I had noticed my body was changing and I had gained a couple pounds. I was already eating pretty healthily for at least 15 years. So I thought, okay, how am I going to tweak this? And I started playing around with herbs and organic apple cider vinegar. And the result was incredible. It was Slender Cider and then Green Slender Cider, which has added organic greens. And I found it took me over a year to find a manufacturer who would fresh brew the herbs like a cup of tea. So it wasn't just, you know, powder. And the herbs are all organically grown in Oregon, so not so far from you.
Yay, Oregon.
Yes, yeah. And they are then blended in the base of organic apple cider vinegar. with pure cherry, lemon, cherry and lemon concentrate. The green Slender Cider has a pure grapefruit concentrate. These are not natural flavors. These are fresh concentrates from the trees. They're actually in Washington State. And people have amazing results. You just mix a couple of tablespoons with the concentrate with water, sip it throughout the day. And what it does is alkalizes and cleanses. And so physically, it eliminates the craving for the sweet, the salt. It's really been amazing.
Wow.
So often people will use the hypnosis part for the emotional, the mental aspect, and then the Slender Cider for the physical, to physically get off those cravings.
How do people decide between your regular Slender Cider and your green Slender Cider? Is it just a preference of wanting those extra greens?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Some people like myself love them both. They taste completely different. Both really, you know, really good. Especially, you know, when I say good, I say, okay, it's not going to taste like Kool-Aid. You know, it tastes really good for an herbal formula. You know, it's really good and healthy, but it tastes, you know, it tastes great. People love it. But I tell you, it's a great question, Loretta, because some people prefer the green, some people prefer the regular, but as far as results, they both work the same. So I actually have a mix and match on my sites, and I say, you know, you can always get one of each and try them and see which one is your preference.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. I have a joke with my son who's always going, I'll go, here, try this. He'll go, does it taste bad? He goes, I always giggle, and he goes, well, if it tastes bad, it must be good for you. And that doesn't have to be true, by the way.
No, exactly. No, not in this case. And then the best tasting is, you mentioned the CBD, which I just created a year and a half ago. I'm so excited to have really medical-grade, high-potency CBD products that really have that pharmaceutical value, because I actually created the CBD products. What happened was I was struggling with glaucoma, really up against the brick wall in terms of what was going on with it, doctor telling me that it was really going in the wrong direction. And CBD made a huge difference in lowering my pressures. And then when I wanted to recommend it to my clients, I was amazed to see all the marketing hype and misinformation and confusing information out there.
Yeah,
and so I did my research. Yes, and that's when I created the Venus Organic line of really high-end products, including CBD Super Cider, which I just want to add is the only USDA-certified CBD product really out in the country right now.
Wow. I want you to know I already ordered that from you.
Oh,
I already
really?
Did because Synchronicity, wow. A friend earlier this week said, I said, I've really been having trouble sleeping. He says, why don't you try CBD? And then there you were. So where can people find more information about you and your CBD products? And I just highly recommend it. Just go for it, people.
Oh, good. Thank you, Loretta. Yeah. So the CBD Super Cider, as well as I have 1,000-milligram pain cream, which is incredible because the chiropractors in my area that are selling CBD cream, the highest their levels go is 200 milligrams.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
It's unbelievable. And so for the exact price that they're selling the 200 milligram CBD pain cream, I'm able to lower my overhead and sell the 500 milligram pain cream.
Oh.
And full spectrum, so high potency. And that would be, my website is renasorganic.com. So R-E-N-A-S and then the word organic.com.
Wonderful. Well, it has just been not enough time on the show. I so am happy that you were on the show. Remind people, this is Loretta Brown. You can find this show archived at the original Loretta Brown Show Archives. And, of course, you can watch the YouTube over and over again. Rena Greenberg, Easy Sugar Breakup, renasorganic.com, and easywillpower.com. Let's go out there and change our lives. So much love to all of you. Have a great, great week. And hoo-hoo, full moon in Scorpio. Go bathe in that a little bit. We'll talk to you next time.